asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances.
So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
In recent weeks, we've really focused on some ways that listeners can boost their income. So whether that's through starting your own side business and growing your network like Hala talked about, or when we talked with local realtor Alan about diving into investing in real estate, well, what better way to test the waters? While you are away, your home could also earn extra income.
That's right. Your empty space could be an Airbnb while you're traveling, because that's all you need to become an Airbnb host. It's a lot easier than you think, and you don't need to Airbnb your entire house. You could just host your extra spare room. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Supercharge your work decks with AI-powered Canva presentations. All you do is start with a prompt. You describe your presentation in a few words, and Canva presentations will generate captivating slides that you can then customize in seconds.
Canva presentations are designed for every workplace and every department. Whether you work in sales, marketing, HR, ops, and more, Canva presentations can generate any deck you want for work. Sales decks, marketing presentations, onboarding plans, you name it. Any department can save time on any presentation with AI.
Generate slides in seconds with Canva presentations at canva.com, designed for work.
Upswell Marketing would like to remind you that when customers choose your small business, they're really choosing you. So focus on super serving your existing customers and let Upswell handle the pipeline generation of new leads and customers.
Upswell specializes in developing customized direct response campaigns and is now offering a no obligation free assessment of your current marketing strategies.
Not to mention, new customers also receive 15% off their first order when they mention that they heard about Upswell on this podcast. For more information, visit upswellmarketing.com. That's upswellmarketing.com. Welcome to How to Money. I'm Joel.
And I am Matt.
And today we're discussing why degrees are for dummies, the best new credit card perk out there, and crypto psychos.
Crypto psychos. That's got a nice ring to it. Looking forward to...
Almost like radical sabbaticals.
it does have a similar ring for sure. This is our Friday flight, where every week we've taken a look at some of the different headlines that we've come across this week, and we're going to talk about how they're going to impact your money. We've got a lot of different stories we're going to get to, but first, Joel, did you want to talk about that? We got that email from a listener up in New York, Barry, and he was complaining, and it's okay to complain when the law are stacked against you.
Yes. Well, fortunately, Barry was not complaining about us, which honestly, you know, we receive complaints about ourselves on occasion from listeners, and we're willing to take them. We actually have an address where you can submit that at howtomoney.com/dobetter. So if you think there's room for improvement on the show, we would love that constructive criticism. But no, Barry had complaints about some of the laws in his state of New York. And Barry is a 75-year-old listener, which I just love that we
first
have
of all,
people
that is amazing.
Who listen. And
I had no idea that, you know, I don't know. I picture somebody like me, maybe somebody a little bit younger, somebody a little bit older, but to have 75-year-old listeners, that's amazing.
That's fun. It's cool. So
super cool.
Big thanks to Barry for reaching out. And he was telling me something I did not know, that in the state of New York, it is illegal to ride an e-bike on streets where it's, what, over 30 miles an hour, I think.
Exactly.
And so
it is permitted only on streets where it's 30 miles per hour or less. That's the law.
So what it's doing is it's preventing somebody from Barry from hopping on a bike, because at the age of 75, my guess is like, I'll only want to ride e-bikes too. I mostly ride e-bikes now. But
I think he mentioned too that just around him, there's a lot of elevation change. Like there's a lot of hills and it's not the easiest for him.
Yep. And regular bikers are still allowed to ride on these streets. But e-bikers are
not. So that's the problem, right? Because on one hand, I could see the state, whoever it is that set the rules, you know, I could see them saying, well, this is for the safety of the e-bike rider. We want to make sure that you're not taking your e-bike on a road that's set for 45, 55 miles miles per hour because we don't want you holding up traffic.
Yeah. E-biking on the interstate is obviously a bad idea, and really any biking.
You don't want to do that. But the fact is, you can totally make an argument that an e-bike would be better suited on any road out there versus a traditional bike, right? With e-assist, you're more likely to be able to sustain a faster speed. And so, yeah, it's kind of ridiculous, but it's one of the things that you come across when there are rules or laws that are trying to be passed, you know, on a very broad basis where it's not taking individual circumstances into account, right? We would much rather see us as individuals have the freedom to decide ourselves whether or not we are willing to take that risk. Because guess what? There's a 35 mile per hour road, Joel, just outside of our neighborhood. I don't ride on that road because basically it's like a 4-lane highway.
Yeah.
Even though, did you know that it was 35 miles per hour out there on Moreland?
Most of the cars go a lot faster.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And because
I'm not going to ride on that either.
No, I never ride on that road. It sort of seems like a death wish. But even still, I think it should be up to the individual because fact is, for him specifically, for Barry, this law is it's costing the state money, right? Because for him, what's going to have more of an impact on the infrastructure? Him riding a bike, an e-bike around, or him driving a vehicle? I guarantee the vehicle is going to be harder on the roads than his bike. It's costing him money because it's going to be much more affordable for Barry to get around on an e-bike versus a car.
It's going to give him some exercise and just going to be joyful too.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I think just wherever bikes go, e-bikes should be able to go. So,
totally.
And I told Barry, I was like, reach out to your local representative. I think these are the kind of things that you should take to your local representative. They should hear from you. If there is a law like that, that you're like, that doesn't work for me. And I don't, you know, and maybe he'll get a good explanation that makes sense, but, and maybe nothing will change, but at least your voice should be heard. And so that's what we encourage Barry to do. Barry, best of luck. And I hate that you can't ride an e-bike right now, man. But Matt, let's move on. Let's get to the Friday Flight sampling of stories we found interesting this week and how they pertain to your personal finances. The first story we have to cover is, let's talk about inflation again, because we got some new inflation numbers this week.
We did.
And it is
big surprise.
8.5% year over year is now where the rate of inflation stands.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you remember, Matt, the word transitory that got used a lot.
But we use that word a lot.
We even mentioned it, yes. And that was a cute word, but it ended up not.
It was cute while it lasted.
Happening. Right.
It quickly outgrew the cute phase, and it quickly launched itself into that awkward middle school phase.
yes.
That's what the 8.5 feels like right now, where it's just like, oh, man, that's rough.
Well, and most of us didn't need to hear those inflation numbers on Tuesday to realize that prices are going up around us, right? At the grocery store, at the gas pump especially. We're seeing it all around us. We're experiencing it basically every day. And there was a new survey from CNBC and Acorns, and it revealed that 48% of Americans say they're thinking about higher prices, quote unquote, all the time. So I don't know if that means like while they're sleeping, while they're talking to friends, like they can't get it off their minds. But I get it, right? It's kind of pervasive, and it's something that we kind of can't stop thinking about because it affects us so much. And even for folks with, you know, solid savings and a steady job, inflation has created financial hardship and uncertainty. And then for folks living paycheck to paycheck, you know, food, rent, and gas price increases have had, of course, an even bigger impact. Inflation continues to be a problem that hurts consumers everywhere.
Yeah, you can't use the line anymore where it's just like, well, it's only a certain sector of the economy that's seeing inflation. No. Food, housing, rent, the cost of gasoline. These are only things that we all have to pay, like virtually like on a daily or monthly basis.
I'm going on a hunger strike because of inflation.
but yeah, we're seeing even higher rates of inflation in some of those specific sectors, like food at home. So that's groceries in Federal Reserve speak. But it's actually up 10%. So in reality, we're probably feeling it a bit more acutely than the numbers are actually showing. And of course, the Fed, they are finally raising rates in an effort to slow the rate of inflation right now. But that could induce other problems that are yet to be seen. Headlines in every major financial publication these days are shouting that this might lead us into a recession.
Ooh, the R word.
That's right. Yeah, we're actually going to talk more about the possibility of a recession and what it is that you could do to prepare for that possibility. Yeah, you can look forward to that episode next Wednesday.
Yeah. By the way, if you're not subscribed to the show, make sure you subscribe so you do get all of those episodes in your podcatcher. And Matt, you're right. Let's talk about gas for a second, because that was like the number one reason for inflation continuing to go up. And, you know, prices are up 48% year over year. just for gasoline. But one of the biggest questions I've had personally is, why is it the gas prices seem to shoot up like a rocket, but they fall so slowly, even as oil prices are cratering? Well, the Washington Post actually tackled that conspiracy this week, which I appreciate, because that has definitely been a conspiracy theory on my mind. Crude oil prices are down more than 20% in the past month and a half, but gas prices really have only ticked down just a little bit in most places. And that, to me, seems suspicious. Like, is there price fixing going on? Like, what's happening? And, well, the best explanation given by an economist from Clemson is that drivers shop more carefully when gas prices are rising. They tend to be less price sensitive when gas prices are falling. And so these gas stations are actually making less money as prices are shooting through the roof. They don't want to be seen like they're gouging their customers or as being the most expensive gas station on the block, so that they end up losing people who would normally fill up there on a regular basis. But then as prices fall, they have more ability to increase their margins. And so that made sense to me. I guess it's always been frustrating that gas prices don't seem to fall as quickly, but I thought that explanation made sense. If you want to kind of read more detail on that, there was a great explanation in that article. We'll link to it in our show notes.
Yeah, and hopefully prices will fall a little bit faster, though, because the average driver is spending more than 2% of their monthly income on gas right now, and that is, it's not an insignificant amount, at least. And these sky-high gas prices, they aren't just impacting us individually at the pump, because even if you drive an electric vehicle, you're still paying for these increased prices, these higher costs of gas as well. And that's because rising diesel prices means transporting goods across the country, that's costing all of us more money. Even rising jet fuel costs mean that what you pay for an airline ticket, that is going up as well. Jet fuel, it literally costs 139% more than it did not a year ago, not year over year, but just from January 1st, which is insane. And so, yeah, keep that in mind, because you do have the ability to curb your gas consumption, at least up until a point. We are still going to notice and feel that increase in countless other areas of our lives as well.
That's right. So it feels like it's all doom and gloom on the inflation front. Prices are going up. There's not much we can do about it. I mean,
a lot of bad news.
Yeah. And there are, again, we've talked about this on past episodes, Matt. There are things people can do to combat inflation. And one of those is to shop around for goods and services that you already use in order to save money, especially those recurring monthly expenses. And I thought I found cool this week, one of the places that you're not seeing prices increase is when it comes to your cell phone bill, at least if you're a smart shopper. And we talk about Mint Mobile quite a bit on the show. Like, they've helped basically fuel a price war that has benefited all of us.
Right, but this isn't about Mint.
No, this is about another cell phone company, because there are other fantastic cell phone carriers out there too, fantastic discounters. And Google Fi has some excellent plan offerings that just got a good bit cheaper this week. Their unlimited plan for one person, it's still, in my estimation, a little expensive. It's $50. Mint Mobile's is $30. But if you can wrangle four folks onto that same unlimited plan, your monthly total is only going to be $80.
That's
20
that's
bucks
nice.
A person, right? For unlimited
really good.
Calling, texting, and data is pretty great. So I think
the family plan is back. That's what that tells me.
That's
basically
right. So if you're one of those people that likes unlimited data, unlimited everything, and you want one low flat price, the Google Fi's offering is now top tier in my book.
That's really nice to not have to think about some of those data caps, you know, because oftentimes that's what it comes down to, right? Like you show up somewhere, whether you're traveling, whether you show up at a friend's house, and you're like, hey, hit me up with the Wi-Fi password.
Yeah.
You mind? I want to use your data, not necessarily the data that I'm being charged here on my phone. But
of course,
it's nice to have, you know, an extra $5 though on top of what we're currently paying if we were to switch over and get both you and Emily, both Kate and I, all on the same plan. That's definitely something we're going to keep in the back of our minds.
That's not bad. Not bad at all. And they, of course, do throttle past a certain level of data usage, but that's what all the phone carriers
exactly.
do now. I think it's like after 35 gigs, you know, you're going to get the slower speeds.
That's right. Yeah. Google Fi. They also they offer a plan that allows you to use your phone anywhere around the world as well. They've got some of these other benefits, these perks. It just costs twice as much at $40 a month. But the cool thing is that you can switch back and forth between plans whenever you want, which, man, that is an awesome degree of flexibility. You know, and so, for instance, if you have maybe you've got a vacation planned in, say, June, well, just all you got to do is switch over to the more expensive plan for a month, and then you can just switch right back in July. I think that's really cool. And like any decent cell phone company, they don't do any activation fees or contracts, and it's incredibly easy to sign up. So it's definitely something to keep in mind. Makes me think, you remember like internet cafes, Joel, like back in the day, when you would travel abroad? I remember specifically Kate and I in Paris one time, and I can't remember what we're trying to figure out, but all I do remember is having to go to this internet cafe, which felt like it had been built in like the late 90s. It probably had, to be honest. And we dropped like an obscene amount of money trying to get on the internet and figure out, you know, where we needed to be, but you know, by what time. Those basically plans like this render internet cafes obsolete.
That's right.
Right? And so in one way, I see that as a very awesome thing that we don't have that problem anymore. On the other hand, though, I'm also thinking through it from the standpoint of like vacations. What are you supposed to do on vacation? Just like completely unplug. And so it might be a little bit difficult, more difficult to relax if it's that easy for us just to, I'm just going to switch over to an international plan. You know, it's a little bit more difficult to get away from it all. If you're still getting pinged, you're going to have to maybe implement a little more self-discipline if you're planning a little escape for yourself.
Yeah, and for a while, the best way to save money was to get a SIM card from like a European carrier if you were over there, pop it in and use their service for a little short period of time. But how much easier is it if you can stay on the same carrier, but then also not get charged exorbitant fees? Because for a long time, for a lot of people, using their cell phone overseas was just prohibitively expensive. Like you had to switch to another carrier, a local carrier, in order to not get charged an arm and a leg.
So it, or you had to be like a fancy business person.
Yeah, right.
Let me get my international phone out.
Yeah, but these Google Fi plans make it a whole lot easier for international travelers, and the price is right now. All right, Matt, I wanted to ask you real quick. Baseball, of course, is back. I know you don't really care. My Braves.
Are they playing after the Players Union in MLB?
Yeah, that kind of...
All that figured... They got that figured out, right?
Took some of the steam out of baseball starting up again for me, those negotiations. But yeah, my Braves, they won the World Series last year, of course. And I'm hopeful, but also realistic.
Hey, they're my Braves, too.
I don't necessarily think that's going to happen again.
I don't keep up with them.
Nah, they're not your Braves. They're
They are the Atlanta Braves. I live in Atlanta, so they're my race.
All right, but I wanted to ask you, I saw the other day our local Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported that the Braves are offering a $151 burger and lobster tail combo.
Yeah, I saw that.
I know you're probably not going to a game this year, but if you do, is that something you'll get?
It's got the gold leaf foie gras or something like that. It's like coated, basically. It just looks like a gold piece of, like a gold patty, I guess. I don't know.
Only the finest.
Well, so what's the concession policy at the Truist Stadium there? Where the Braves play. Because back in the day...
You can still bring in...
You can bring your own
food in? I think
in
like a clear bag, you can bring in your own concessions.
Okay, see, I like...
Cook those hot dogs up
before. I like
that,
because that's how we used to do it. You know, we grill the hot dogs up, wrap them in foil, pack them in the little backpack, take them there, take advantage of the stadium's concessions. Let's use their ketchup and mustard and relish. I don't normally do onions, but I see you've got some fresh onions out here. I'm going to sprinkle some of those on top as well. Actually, so is that cheap? So this is like a little hidden frugal or cheap.
Yeah,
Back in the day, I would call that very frugal, but I think some folks might argue that like, nah, man, it's a part of the experience to go to the ballpark. You actually, you know, there's a brand of hot dogs called Ballpark Franks or whatever, because that's such an ingrained part of going to see a game, right?
Right. Yeah. No. And I think it's okay to...
It's kind of like getting popcorn and going to see a movie.
Yeah.
Like,
if
it's,
you budget
it's just a
for
part
it,
of the movie.
And that's something you love, that's great. But I think if you make it just a knee-jerk habit every time to buy whatever at the ballpark, and especially if you're going for this like burger lobster tail combo...
Knee-jerking on the $150.
Right. You're maybe just a little too fancy for us. So this is probably something I will avoid like the plague, but you know, a hot dog every now and again at the ballpark, not a bad idea. I will say, fortunately, our soccer team has reasonable prices.
Oh, I thought you were talking about their winning streak.
Oh, that's not big.
Or lack thereof.
No, but at least they have a winning streak of concession prices, because you can get a hot dog for like $1.50.
Oh my gosh, it's so
you can
great.
Get a drink for like $2.50 or something. I mean, the prices are...
Bag of popcorn
are,
for a buck.
That's right.
There's a marked difference. And that's one of the things that they, you know, that they chose to do very intentionally at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, is that like, you know what, no matter what, concessions, food, they're going to be incredibly affordable. But it is unfortunate that other places are still charging, you know, 12, 14, 15 bucks for a beer. I don't know what it costs there at the Braves. I still haven't even been to see a game up there at that new stadium, so I'll have to remedy that
I'll
soon.
I'll take you up there one of these days. And maybe we'll put this out there as kind of a question to the Facebook group. I'm curious to hear what other people think. Like, do you, or maybe like when you go to the movie theater, or if you go to a ball game, are you buying concessions, or are you bringing your own?
You show up with your own candy, your own sour straws, or whatever candy you like to, what do you like to take to the movies?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time since I've been to a movie. I was going to go to The Batman, but then my kids got sick, so I couldn't go. So I'm trying to think of the last time I went, but probably, I don't know, like some Junior Mints or some Skittles or something. I don't know.
Reese's Pieces, man.
Yeah, those are good too.
Classic. Take it back to E.T. But okay, let's keep moving. We've got a bunch of additional stories we want to get to, including that one about why some college degrees might be for dummies. We got that one, plus that really sweet additional credit card perk that is now being offered. We'll get to those, plus others, right after this.
Cachava is the all-in-one superfood shake made up of high-quality plant-based nutrients. It's got greens, superfruits, plant proteins, antioxidants, adaptogens, probiotics, and in other words, everything your body craves to feel your best. This is where Cachava really earns their 52,000 plus five-star reviews. It tastes amazing. It's creamy and smooth with just water, and it comes in five delicious flavors. You can choose from chocolate, vanilla, chai, matcha, and coconut acai. Cachava is offering How to Money listeners 10% off for a limited time. I've been using Cachava in breakfast smoothies in the morning recently. It's just so nice to pack in a bunch of nutrients early in the AM in a way that's satisfying and energizing. So if you want to optimize your breakfast, your workout shake, be sure to check out Cachava. Just go to Cachava.com/howtomoney. That's spelled K-A-C-H-A-V-A, and get 10% off your first order. That's Cachava.com/howtomoney.
When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. And if you're looking to upgrade your wallet, you need to turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. If you're paying for vacations with whatever card is in your wallet, you could be missing out on miles you didn't even know you were leaving on the table.
You can get a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade, lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions.
Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
I'm guessing that a lot of listeners are starting to solidify their summer travel plans. We always like to get the families together, Matt, for a week at the beach. Every single summer, we've already got that trip to St. Simon's on the calendar. Pumped for that. But sometimes those vacations get expensive. So what better way to offset some of those costs than to have your home earning some money while you're away?
That's right. Why let it sit empty when it could be earning extra income? It's the financially smart thing to do. So think it through. Maybe you've got some extra space in your home, or maybe you have an entire house to host, or maybe you're just going on vacation and your home is sitting empty. In every case, you can Airbnb it. You already have the space, so it won't be a huge adjustment.
I mean, the way I see it, if you're not using your space, you have two options. You can let it just sit there empty, or you do some optimizing and make some money off it. Really, if you think about it, you already have an Airbnb. You just need to start using it. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. And now a word from the show's sponsors at Betterment. Do you want your money to dream big? Do you want your money to be a total self-starter? Are you annoyed that your money doesn't work hard enough? Don't worry. Betterment is here to help.
Betterment is the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle. Their automated technology is built to help maximize returns, meaning when you invest with Betterment, your money can auto-adjust as you get closer to your goal. Rebalance if your portfolio gets too far out of line and your dividends are automatically reinvested. That can increase the potential for compound returns. In other words, your money is breaking a sweat while you can be breaking bread. You'll never picture your money the same way again.
Betterment, the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. All right, we're back. The Friday Flight continues. And of course, we always get to the ludicrous headline of the week at this point in the show. Matt, this one comes from the New York Post, and it reads, it's just the best title. Bitcoin fans are psychopaths who don't care about anyone, study shows. And I love that people are studying this. But I feel like maybe we need to slowly back away from this headline because it's just so over the top. But scientists at Queensland University of Technology apparently did this study of just over 500 investors. Small sample size much. And then they found that many of these people showed traits of narcissism, psychopathy, and sadism. And so I'm not really sure how to take this study besides with a grain of salt.
Yeah, it turns out that if you're a traditional investor, you only have to worry about gluttony. So like, you're off the hook. You're going to be all right.
Right. So yeah, maybe there's a little bit of overconfidence in some of the crypto community. I think there's probably some truth to that. But I'm not sure how just investing in an asset class like crypto is indicative of, let's say, a larger personality disorder. I'm not sure I get that correlation.
It certainly seems like it would be a stretch to say that anybody who owns any Bitcoin is a psychopath. But I will say, like, Bitcoin, it is clearly a highly volatile asset, right?
I mean, if you own Solana, you're definitely a psychopath. Just kidding.
If you own Dogecoin, maybe you love dogs, though. But just generally speaking, if you own crypto, like, that probably means that you are more comfortable with risk, right? And so it makes sense that the folks who would invest in riskier ways, that they might share some personality traits. But that headline is just absurd. And the study didn't actually seem to dig very deep, where they were just drawing lines between personality tendencies and investing behavior where none might exist. And to be clear, the crypto space, it does show some evidence of like cult-like behavior, just the way folks kind of jump on different bandwagons,
right,
and are willing to throw tons of their money into a coin that didn't even exist a week ago, but right, it now exists because somebody got slapped on stage. And so we advise folks to tread lightly and to not completely buy into the hype. But you can hold some crypto and not be a total nutter. Like, you know, we've talked about owning 5% of your portfolio within something like crypto, but beyond that, we want you to be extremely careful.
And we would say 5% at most, right? Because I think for a lot of people, zero exposure is just fine, and we're cool with that too. So,
luckily, crypto isn't seeing some sort of resurgence right now, at least not at this very minute, because that's how volatile it is. But I feel like we have to talk folks down from the ledge more often if it's like, you know, if it's blasting to the moon. Right now, it's just like, all right, folks aren't feeling the need to jump in, maybe when they shouldn't be.
Yeah. All right, so let's move on. Let's talk about college for a second, Matt, and degrees. And it turns out college enrollment is down more than 5% since 2019. COVID obviously has changed the value proposition for teenagers who are considering higher education. And taking a gap year, I think, can make sense for lots of high school graduates anyway, but particularly in the current environment, it has made a lot more sense to, I'll go to college. I'm going to push that off a year or two. Let's be honest, though, all the headlines about student loan debt, they seem to have had maybe a sobering influence on young folks and their families. Maybe that's part of it, too, the $1.6 trillion number, and seeing how hard maybe the generation that went before them is having it when it comes to college debt. Maybe that's having an influence. Mm-hmm. And so as the cost of college has continued to rise, I think we would say it makes even more sense to think twice about whether or not pursuing that degree makes sense in the first place.
Yep, totally, man. We've talked about this before, but the Times had an article this week discussing how degrees matter less than they used to. And then the Journal, Wall Street Journal, not to be outdone, they followed it up with one of their own about blue-collar workers nabbing jobs in the tech space without getting a college education. There are a lot of employees out there who never saw themselves in the tech sector, and now they're sitting there at that computer, working behind a desk. But, you know, given the tight labor market, employers are using that four-year degree as a screening tool far less often. Back in 2017, 51% of job listings required a degree, but then last year, only 44% had that same requirement. So, yeah, maybe some of those high school graduates will skip college altogether and still be able to find some career success and to find some fulfillment within the work that they're doing while making a good paycheck without having to actually gone through 4 years of schooling.
Yeah, and without being saddled with debt right as they're entering into the workforce. And I think a lot of people will, Matt. I think this is going to become more of a thing. And it's not that we hate college, by the way. Matt and I, we both have four-year degrees, and they have been helpful to us over the years. And then the average lifetime income for someone who graduates with a bachelor's degree is still much higher than someone who only gets a high school diploma. But what we take issue with is the fact that our society has made college the end-all be-all solution for basically everyone, mm-hmm. and saying it's one size fits all. But the key to making college a worthwhile endeavor is choosing a major that can translate to increased earnings and then keeping your borrowing to a minimum at the same time. And so that's why, Matt, I was actually excited to see there was another headline in CNBC, and it said that free college is available now in 30 states. And it didn't even take federal legislation to make this happen. So if we want more people to go to college, we have to make it more financially accessible. Mm. And I think with lower enrollment, more states entering into this equation to help create two-year or four-year degrees at public education institutions that don't cost any money, I think that's going to help a lot of people get a college education that might have otherwise decided not to. And I think at the same time, it's going to get easier in the coming years to make a solid income, even if you opt out of the college path altogether.
Yeah, I mean, I think I like that path a little bit more, right? It's not necessarily, let's make something more easily accessible to those who don't even necessarily want to go. Regardless of if college is free or not, I think it's worth like really thinking through whether this is something that you should be doing. Because I think there are a lot of folks out there who are not necessarily really cut out for college. And to this, Walmart, they just sounded the alarm that it needs more truck drivers. They've upped their starting salaries to almost six figures. I think you can earn between like $90,000 and $110,000 a year to drive a truck. I realize not everyone wants to become a truck driver, but if you can, you know, double your salary overnight, you might even consider doing this. If you're like, you know what, I kind of don't mind being out on the open road. I don't mind driving a truck. I'm kind of a solitary guy. I just want to sit there and listen to Matt and Joel talk about what to do with my your personal finances.
Listen to a lot of How to Money if you become a truck driver.
You could put us on that like 0.5 speed. Like that's a lot of How to Money hours right there.
Right.
But I guess what I'm pointing out there is that I think it's a good thing that college is becoming more affordable. I do want there to be more affordable options. I do want there to be more scholarships available. I do want community college to be more of a thing that's not looked down upon, especially for those first couple of years. But I still think it's smart for folks to not make that knee-jerk reaction that just because something is free, that we flock to it, right? Because we have that mentality. When something is labeled as free, we find it way more attractive, even than if it just costs a very small amount of money. And so I just think the same thing can apply here. And it's worth thinking through how it is that you want to live your life, how you want to spend your time.
Yeah, I think it's worth looking to a country like Germany too when you see how many apprenticeship programs they have people who don't want to go to college but they want to become a skilled tradesperson, and that is so much more common there than it is here. And I think we could stand to learn something from them as well. All right, Matt, let's get to that credit card perk that we wanted to mention. This one's outside the box, so you can forget about cashback or travel rewards. Those are usually right the top two things that you're going to get from a new credit card that you're looking at. But the new perk of this credit card that we want to mention is access to free investing advice. And so American Express and Vanguard have teamed up to allow cardholders access to a Vanguard advisor for some one-on-one investing help. You don't even have to have one of the fancy cards with the ridiculous $500 annual fees or anything like that.
The Platinum card.
Right? Yeah. You don't have to pick that one. Pick one of the basic cards.
I'm sure that's what folks were thinking. They're like, oh yeah, sure, I've got to drop a lot of money in order to receive those high-end perks. It's kind of like the fancy lounges at the airports, right? It's like, oh, okay, someone's going to talk to me about my money, someone's going to shine my shoes, and while I get to sip on this free cocktail in the Delta Sky Lounge or whatever.
Right. Unfortunately, no, with this offer, you can get just a basic card that doesn't have an annual fee, and you can still have access to this perk. You'll need to have at least $10,000 in investments in order to qualify with Vanguard. Here's the thing, though. If you have $100,000 socked away with Vanguard, you'll have ongoing access to a Vanguard advisor for free. And so I think this is a cool partnership because it allows a lot of folks to talk to someone about their investments for no money. And if you feel uncomfortable making your own decisions when it comes to picking funds, but you've been unwilling to pay an advisor big bucks, this could be just right for you. We don't necessarily think that hiring a financial advisor is right for everyone or even for most folks. But yeah, if you qualify under the terms of this Amex Vanguard agreement, then this could be just the perfect way to get some of that hand-holding that you want without having to fork out hundreds or even thousands of dollars of your own money.
Yeah, and if you have a savings account with American Express, you can earn additional cash bonuses based on the amount that you've accrued inside your investment account. And so that's another sweet perk that they're offering. If you don't have an Amex card and you want to participate, you can just consider something as simple as the Blue Cash Preferred card. We've talked about this here on the show before, but that's the one. It does have an annual fee of $95, but it tends to pay for itself really quickly if you use it to pay for groceries because of that 6% reward that you receive at grocery stores. And just like the Fed has told us, food at home, aka groceries, you know, we're seeing how that's up 10%. And so I don't think it will take very long for you to quickly earn back that $95 and then some. But it's just refreshing. This is great, I think, man. It's great to see a credit card company offering new outside-of-the-box benefits. At the same time, I don't want folks to think that we're Vanguard fanboys. Just today, I got an email from Fidelity, and they were basically promoting this free course. Anybody who's an investor with Fidelity, they're having an online course coming up soon where you can sign up. You can learn about some more kind of complicated ways to invest, which may not be necessary, but they're like talking about options. But either way, what they're doing, they're you know, these different brokerages are trying to find ways to get business. They're trying to find ways to educate. They're trying to find ways to help their clients. Generally speaking, we like the move towards helping you with your money. That's what we do here, although neither Vanguard or Fidelity, neither of them have a tasty craft beer in hand as they're doing this help. It's because compliance would have let them.
Right.
they're not allowed to.
The SEC said no.
But we are allowed to do that. So you can continue to listen to How to Money three times a week. We hope everybody has a great weekend. And we've got a great Ask How to Money episode lined up for you this coming Monday. So you can look forward to that one.
That's right. So that's going to do it for this episode. So Matt, until next time, best friends out.
Best friends out.
Upswell Marketing would like to remind you that when customers choose your small business, they're really choosing you. So focus on super serving your existing customers and let Upswell handle the pipeline generation of new leads and customers.
Upswell specializes in developing customized direct response campaigns and is now offering a no obligation free assessment of your current marketing strategies.
Not to mention, new customers also receive 15% off their first order when they mention that they heard about Upswell on this podcast. For more information, visit upswellmarketing.com. That's upswellmarketing.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Supercharge your work decks with AI-powered Canva presentations. All you do is start with a prompt. You describe your presentation in a few words, and Canva presentations will generate captivating slides that you can then customize in seconds.
Canva presentations are designed for every workplace and every department. Whether you work in sales, marketing, HR, ops, and more, Canva presentations can generate any deck you want for work. Sales decks, marketing presentations, onboarding plans, you name it. Any department can save time on any presentation with AI.
Generate slides in seconds with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.